There she is.
That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I saw her myself.
Not Mrs. Jones. Well, I can't imagine such a thing.
Well, I was there, and I actually saw her. She washed that lovely rayon slip with the same soap she used for her dirtiest kitchen towels.
Not really?
Yes. In fact, she used this new Dove for every single thing in her wash.
New Dove? Well, what kind of a soap is that?
Well, it's a new kind of granulated soap. Procter & Gamble's putting it out. And Mrs. Jones says this new Dove does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to rayon undies.
Well, I never. But what in the world did her clothes look like when she hung them out?
Well, I must say everything looked all right. Her rayon slips were soft and nice, and the work shirts were bright and clean, and her towels, well, they were just dazzling white.
Say, I guess Mrs. Jones isn't so dumb. If New Dove can do all that, well, why are we still using those old-fashioned granulated soaps?
Yes, why put up with old-fashioned soaps when New Dove is here? It's the first really new kind of wash day soap in years, and it brings you real whiteness, plus amazing safety for your rayons and nicer colored washables. In fact, New Dove is far safer for those delicate colors, safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet you've never seen whiter washes than Dove gives you, and there's no hard scrubbing either. Actually, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove. Honestly, once you try it, you'll see how different Dove is. Even the suds are different. Yes, Dove makes loads more suds in your machine than any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps. And Dove gives you suds that build up faster and that last longer. You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just look for New Dove, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. The walls of the old farmhouse in Lassenbury have been shaking with argument these past hours. For little Rosie Goldberg's love affair has come down with a bad case of family relations. Walter Jerome's mother is present. And in her high-handed way, she's been handing down one ultimatum after another. And in turn, the Goldbergs have defended themselves against the insinuation that they were trying to make a marriage between Rosie and Walter. Walter is engaged to another girl that Mrs. Jerome wants him to marry. And this is the core of the argument. And as we can hear, the situation is rapidly deteriorating. Listen.
I see no reason why I should have to listen any longer to your interpretation of my son's
behavior. I wish Mama would tell me.
I want you to know that under no circumstances, never will Walter marry your daughter.
Why is that woman still here? Why?
Oh, please. Is that what you want attached to you for the rest of your life, Walter?
Oh, please, tell Mama to come in here and tell Mrs. Jerome to go home.
You people are trying to make a good match for your daughter. Well, I don't believe.
That's all she keeps saying, that you're trying to make a good match for me. That's all she keeps saying.
Well, she said it for the last time. She said it.
Ma, please leave it to Mama.
It's all my fault, isn't it, Sam?
Well, you could have been calmer in the beginning. But when you started whirling in circles every time Walter looked at you...
I didn't mean anything, Sammy. I just liked him. And it was like breathing the air at the top of a mountain. I didn't mean to start all this. I didn't want to. I wouldn't want to.
Well, it's not your fault. It's Mrs. Jerome's. And the only way to handle her is to tell her that her ambitions have nothing to do with ours.
Do you mean I shouldn't pay any attention to it, Sammy?
I mean, there may be good reasons why you shouldn't have anything to do with Walter, but they're not Mrs. Jerome's reasons.
Telephone, Jack,
Such a woman! Such a witch!
Pop, please, maybe this is for you.
Pop, please.
Hello? Yes?
Who?
Yes?
Well?
Yes.
Who is it, Sammy?
Well, just a minute.
What is it and who is it?
It's Mr. Jerome.
Hank!
He's in Lexington.
Nevertheless, Hank!
He's at the station, Paul. He wants to come over here.
That's all I need now. Mr. and Mrs. Jerome.
He wants to come over to speak to us before he sees Mrs. Jerome.
What's his proposal?
I can't ask him that.
Then I can.
Oh, please, not the way you feel now. Hello, Mr. Jerome, just a minute, please.
Give me.
It's no use lecturing me, Mr. Colbert.
I'll answer it.
Quiet. I want to hear what you've got to say.
I happen to have eyes in my head, ears, too, and a mind of my own.
Hello, just a minute,
Mr. Jerome,
please.
You don't have to pretend that Walter's interest in your daughter comes out of the clear blue sky. You nourished it, and you are continuing to nourish it for your own benefit. That's your belief and not mine, Mr. Jerome. I don't believe in your altruism.
Well, Pop,
and all you know a good match as well as the next one. I don't know what the match, but not going to be a good match. I'm not thinking of matches, Mrs. Jerome. I'm not thinking at all of matches. If I want to take a match, I'll take a box of matches. And I'll light them up, and I'll make a fire if I'm thinking of matches. Don't tell me I'm thinking of matches. Walter's engaged to Norma. And he's going to remain engaged to her. I have ways and means of accomplishing things. I am never a housewife. I'm a successful businesswoman. I know how to deal with people. And I'm not afraid to deal with them. Please, Mrs. Jerome. Please, Mrs. Jerome, for the last time I'm asking you. After all, you are under my roof. This happens to be my house and not your mansion on Park Avenue. This is a little bit of a house from beyond the country. But my house is a house by the side of the road. There are friends are welcome and people are welcome. Please, I wish you would lower your voice. This is a house and not a public meeting.
Oh, are you going to talk to Mr. Jerome or not?
Give me. And close it off.
I'll close it.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Jerome, please.
Give me. Hello? Mr. Jerome? This is Mr. Goldberg.
Don't tell him Mrs. Jerome is here. He won't come over.
Quiet. Hello? What do you wish to consult me about?
Walter says his father is Sweden and the hill.
Of course, of course. I think I conveyed that impression last time we spoke.
Then I come over, Paul. I'd like to see Mrs. Jerome's face when she sees him.
Well, Mr. Jerome, if you insist, then take the right turn to the left and follow up to a little white house with an unpainted barn. That's my house. Yes, we are alone. Goodbye.
Mr. Jerome wants you to see us alone. It means that
I don't care what it means. If he's coming, let him come. Let him be confronted by his wife. Once and for all. And don't tell Mama, because she'll upset the apple cart.
All right, Mr. Jerome. Very well. All right.
Well, give me a chair. Yes, give me a chair. Let me sit down. Let me sit down. Rosalie, don't stand. There's Mrs. Jerome's coat there.
Is she going? She is not.
Jake, dear. Jake, dear, let her go. Let her go, Jake. I said already what I had to say.
But I didn't.
Jake.
But I
please,
Paul.
No, but darling,
I
please.
I didn't.
Please. Give me the chair. Give me the chair and let me sit down and let me relax before I'll fall to pieces.
Sit down.
All to pieces I'll fall.
Mama, darling.
It's all right, darling. It's all right. No, Mama, darling, me now. Let me take myself together, please. And it's all for love, she says. It's all for love. Everything is for love. When I think of how many lives have been ruined because the name of love was taken in vain. Love. Love. In her mind, it's love. It's love for Walter that makes her do everything in her power to make him live the kind of life she thinks he would want to if she was him. Oh, when will parents learn? When will parents learn?
Oh, I'm not finished yet. Oh. Not at all.
Well, I am. And it's final.
Gab only knows that's final.
Oh.
Not you and not me.
Hey, Jake, please, Jake. Please, Jake. Please, Jake, will you please? Love it is. Love, when will parents learn? When will parents learn what they do for their children is not to live their lives, but to give them life and the benefits of experience. And then that the child must live for himself. And then the child must live for himself and not before. Why didn't Papa let her go already and get finished?
Because
my...
Because what? Nothing. What does it look for? Because what I am repeating.
Why shouldn't Mama know sense?
No, why?
Mr. Jerome just called up.
Local or long?
He's here.
He's here? In Laston there?
Yes, he's coming over. We didn't tell him that Mrs. Jerome is.
Why not?
Because he wanted to speak to us alone before he sees Mrs.
So why did Papa do that?
Oh, please don't say anything. Papa asked us not to say anything. Please.
I wouldn't say. It's all my fault, isn't it, Sammy?
It's not a question of your fault or anyone's fault. It's just a question of growing up.
Why should everyone turn it into a tragedy? Why can't they let us alone?
Because they're involved. If you learn anything out of all this noise and excitement, you should learn that nothing you do happens only to you. You can't isolate yourself from people. Everyone is involved.
All I did was like Walter, that's all.
Sure, but you have a family, and so does he. Yes, and he has a girl he's engaged to. And he has a past and a future the way you have. You can't escape affecting other people. If you don't get anything else out of this mess, maybe you'll understand that.
I'm out looking for lessons and experience. I like Walter.
Here comes Mr. Jerome. Look.
Is that Mr. Jerome?
Yes, we saw him in New York.
I'm going up. I don't even want to see him.
Rosie.
Let her go.
Where are
you going, Rosalie? I'm going up.
Let her go up, Mom.
Let her go. All right, James. Please, let her go. I'll please. Let go. Now, please. Oh, I've had enough. We all have enough. My coat, please.
I still haven't finished. Mrs. Jerome?
I didn't come here to get your opinions, but to give you mine. And since I have, I don't see any further reason for remaining. My coat, please.
You know who is knocking at my door?
Jake, please.
That's your husband, Mrs. Jerome.
Bernard?
Yes, Bernard. He knows you like we are beginning to know you.
What do you mean?
That your words are futile and actions are golden. He's acting in his own initiative. And don't forget, your husband is your son's father. And there is nothing you can do about that. Come in, Mr. Jerome.
And like a magician, Jake produces what he believes will be a trump card, dissension among the Jeromes, an answer to Bertha's haughty attitude toward the Goldbergs. But Jake isn't reckoning with the family past of the Jeromes, as he's going to see. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day, but there's no need to make matters worse by using those halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed, or those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here. Yes, Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. No other leading granulated wash day soap treats your hands with the extra gentleness you get with Does. Yet you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster. Does cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, just let those busy suds tell you how really new and different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.